medical opinions by text message. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. Startup company Truth On Call has developed a tool for asking questions of verified physicians and getting answers via text message. But it's not meant for patients. Rather, it's a kind of paid research tool for businesses who want to query a panel of doctors. Questions cost a minimum of $50, with doctors earning a mere $10 per answer. It's not about the money for Maryland pediatrician Anjali Saini, who responded to a recent question about disease risks in Haiti. Truth On Call is an outlet for opinions that she can share right now only with patients.
I think it's a great way to have my voice heard. Physicians, you know, we spend so much, we're working all the time.
Journalists are a logical customer for Truth On Call, according to founder Rosina Samadani.
Another set of folks are obviously healthcare manufacturers who are trying to make a decision about either a particular competitive situation or a launch situation or anything that's going on with their product, or it could be an investor. Let's say that ASCO, which is the American Society of Clinical Oncology, has a big meeting and there's a clinical trial that's presented in the morning. Investors and financial folks would really like to understand, well, how interesting and relevant are the results of that clinical trial? That has implications for what they do, you know, even the very next day. And we can ask oncologists their opinion of that information. And financial firms or investors can have that information within a couple of hours.
There's lots of other ways to do research and get answers about medical questions. What particular problem in the marketplace are you trying to solve?
There is no other service that can give you an answer to one or two questions, you know, even a couple of more questions than that, within 2 hours, and assure you that those are actually physicians that are answering that question.
So you describe this as a business-to-business kind of operation. Do you see this ever being used for consumers? Could a patient put out a query about a medical question and pay doctors to answer them quickly by a text message?
That situation has a lot of difficulty associated with it. It needs to be handled very, very carefully. I think there are a certain set of questions that patients might be able to ask physicians, but physicians need to have a great deal of information about a patient, a great deal of context, in order to really provide useful information regarding their specific condition. So for the majority of questions that I think you're probably thinking about, this type of service is probably not appropriate.
Is there a way to make the information public eventually in any way that doesn't sort of compromise your business model? Because a lot of the information dispensed privately from a physician to a business could be pretty interesting and valuable data for the public as well.
Right. So some of the information is being made public because we've got media companies that are interested in this information. And what we are hoping to do and what we're planning to do, even in this very first month of our business, is to have one public poll a month on a topic that we think is critical, like H1N1, or the healthcare plan, and we are basically offering that up on our Twitter feed.
Rosina Samadani with Truth On Call. What do you think of this service? Share your thoughts at futuretense.publicradio.org or by calling our comment line 612-284-1965. 612-284-1965. This is Future Tense. I'm John Gordon.